Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
6:39, Wednesday morning on East Coast Breakfast. Kendrick Lamar and Caesar, All the Stars, very good. Loving it. Not the Beatles, but it's up there. It's up there.
Uh-huh.
So, Drake, throwing shade at the legends, the Beatles, by having a tattoo of them crossing Abbey Road on the zebra crossing, him in the front of the tattoo saying, bye, see ya, I've been doing it. And it was just rude. It's just rude. So it does beg the question, who's better, Drake or the Beatles? I see your mother has chimed in, Kerry Miller.
Yes, she has.
Good morning, Shailene. Good morning,
hey,
Shailene.
Mrs. Miller. Yes.
She says, there is absolutely no comparison to even try to have a debate over it. It shows pure ignorance of musical genius. Beatles, one of the greatest music makers of all time. Thank you. Millennials do not know the masters of music. Spoken from one of my favorite people.
I like that you made my mom sound like Mary Poppins.
Oh, my goodness.
When she's speaking proper and correctly.
Yes.
Then I do it proper and correctly.
Rebuttal?
Yes. What do you see?
Mrs. Miller?
Yeah.
Sylvia Spett on Twitter. Who the F are the Beatles? Drake has had the biggest decade in music, dominating genres, radio, streaming, YouTube, you name it. The boy has done it, and it's just a tattoo.
You are absolutely right. You
Thank
hit the
you.
Nail on the head. He's a boy. The Beatles were men.
Darren, I think a little bit more on your side here. At Grizzles98 saying, in today's world, beating old records is easy just by virtue of accessibility. Drake dropped an entire album on Apple Music. Everyone downloaded the song. 7 of them became number ones. The Beatles released singles one at a time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like comparing Avengers to Avatar, saying Avengers finally overtook Avatar as the highest grossing film of all time is an achievement. It's not. Movie ticket prices in 2009 compared to movie ticket prices
Thank
in 2019.
You.
Huge difference. Drake, shut up.
Yes.
It's the Beatles.
Take a seat.
Sit down.
Pick a lane.
Exactly.
Go away. All of those things. So we have Nelly on the line. Good morning, Nelly.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We've got people that are on both sides of the fence here. We've got people who think Drake is the greatest, and we've got people who think the Beatles were the greatest. Where do you fall?
Drake, of course.
Drake, of course. Tell us why.
Terry, this is 2019. I'm 31. I don't even know that group. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Same, bro. I'm just
huge.
Yeah.
Nelly, can you name one Beatles song?
I don't even know.
Do you know that one that goes, Michelle, my bell? Do you know that one?
That was a terrible example.
No, Darren, we don't.
I
want
to hold your
hand. Nelly, can you just sing one Drake song? Just yeah, one.
Just one. Just go.
I'm not into their music, but I know Drake.
Yeah.
The fact that I know him and I don't even know the proxies, whatever that thing is. Drake is number one. Like, seriously, I'm not into that. I'm not into hip hop.
Nelly, but there was a lot of things in this world that happened, like, before you were born that are still great things. Like,
yes, it doesn't mean they were good.
Like, you were not there when Einstein read the
Well, maybe they were good, Darren.
Huh? Yeah.
But maybe they were good, eh?
Yeah,
but it doesn't make them the best.
No, Nelly, they were the best ever of all
No,
time.
They are not. The world is changing, Darren.
It's
getting better by the day.
Yeah.
You know what's only going to happen, Nelly, is when in 20 years' time, when you're 51, so you're like Darren's age, and then someone says to you, who's Drake? Drake is ridiculous. The Satchels are the best band ever. You're going to be like, the Satchels? Who are they?
I won't even be crushed, Clary, because I don't like Drake, but I know him.
Oh, no. I see what you're saying. You aren't a Drake fan, but you know who he is.
And the debate here, Azos, not who's the greatest, okay? That's not the debate here.
The debate
here is in terms of disrespecting the Beatles. Does he have the right to? Yes, because he has beaten all the records. Okay. What else?
Does Drake
have the right to disrespect the Beatles?
I don't think so. He doesn't have the right.
Thank you very much. Nelly, thank you very much. You've ended this debate, Sky. Please tell your peeps to tell the peeps to tell Drake to sit down. Stop being disrespectful. Pick your lane. Enjoy your music. Entertain the people. But don't be disrespecting the legends. All right?
Okay, sir.
Thank you. From the 51-year-old satchel-carrying guy.
East Coast Breakfast.